Grace to you in peace, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, who is the one who invites us and gives us rest in Him, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll read from chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. That sermon text is printed for you in your bulletin on page 7. At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Over the past few Sunday sermons, we've been talking about various types of work. Work that we do for a living. Work that we would consider to be our vocation, our calling, our career. Work that we do in the public ministry if we are a teacher or a pastor. And of course, last weekend in our mission festival, we talked about the work that God has called us to do, commissioned us to do as His disciples, namely mission work. Sharing that gospel message of salvation through Jesus Christ with others. I'm guessing this weekend you will probably do some thinking about work, perhaps you have already, since tomorrow is Labor Day, a day we commemorate the work that people do, a celebration of the work that we are able to do, but also the work that it's done that helps to benefit our nation and the well-being of our country. Obviously, work is a very important part of our lives, both physically and spiritually. But I'm going to remind you today that so is rest. Rest is important. And have you ever thought of just how important rest is, especially from a biblical perspective? How much God speaks about rest in the scriptures. Think about the fact that God set apart, which is sanctified, made holy, set apart, a whole day of the week. From the very beginning, He dedicated the seventh day to a day of rest at the end of His creative work. And in connection with that day of rest, He gives us a whole commandment of His Ten Commandments to rest. When He says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Did you know that's what the word Sabbath means? It means rest. It commemorates, it sanctifies, it makes holy the day that God Himself rested from His work, and now He commands us to take rest. But we're not just talking about taking a day off. We're not just talking about some physical rest. That is important. We know this as human beings. In fact, even Jesus took some time to rest physically during His ministry and His life here on this earth, and He took His disciples sometimes off with Him to have some rest. No, today we're talking about the kind of rest that Jesus is speaking about in our text from the Gospel of Matthew. When He invites us and says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Maybe you've heard those verses before. Maybe you've heard them many times. But I want you just to sit and let those words sink in for a moment. Those beautiful, comforting words, let them sink in. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I feel like there's almost a natural deep breath you take after reading that verse, or maybe before Jesus says rest. You just kind of take a deep breath, and you feel restful when you hear them. You feel comforted. Why is that so? Well, Jesus gives us not just an invitation with these words, He also gives us a promise. He's the only one that can make this invitation and keep that promise. Come to me, he invites us, and I will give you rest, he promises. And as you know, Jesus always keeps his promises. But who is this invitation and promise for? Is it for you? It's a good question, right? Well, it is. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. The labor that it's spoken of in that verse is a word that means to struggle, to become weary, to become tired. And to be heavy laden, according to this Greek word, means to carry a heavy burden. Therefore, Jesus' invitation is definitely for you. It's an invitation to all people. All of us are burdened and weary, not just with our earthly burdens. Maybe you think of the difficulties of our work, our daily tasks and chores, the things that we are burdened with in life. But more importantly, we are all burdened with that heavy weight and labor that comes with that curse of sin. The curse that the law has weighed upon all of us, laboring to try and keep God's law and earn God's favor, makes us become hopelessly weary. We can also add to that weariness, that striving, that labor, this empty striving for fulfillment and completeness based on the things of this life. We fall into that so easily. We strive for peace, contentment, happiness, acceptance, and rest. If we do so in anything else in this world other than Jesus, in the end, it's going to lead to disappointment. It's going to make us not fulfilled and peaceful and restful. It's actually to make us wearied and burdened. Jesus invites us to give those burdens over to him. Give him those burdens that cause so much restlessness in this life. Do you find no rest because of the burden of things that you've done? The guilt we have over the sins we've committed? Well, Jesus reminds us he has removed that burden completely from you, taken upon himself on that cross. The Bible tells us that in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Grace, of course, is a word that means undeserved love. It is a love that we didn't earn, a love that Jesus gives to us because he is love, and he loves us. Maybe you find that you have no rest because, not just because of the things that you've done, but maybe it's over the things that you have yet to do. Anxiety over those things that are still hanging over your head, or maybe anxiety over, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough to please God? Am I doing enough to keep his commandments, or whatever it is that we are troubled with when it comes to our performance before God that we are often so burdened with in our hearts and our minds? Well, remember, Jesus has also completely removed that burden for you as well. That's one of the reasons he came to this earth, to keep all of God's commandments perfectly for you and for me, because we simply cannot. Therefore, there is nothing left to do by you or me that could possibly make God happier with you or to make him love you more. Jesus did it all, and he did it perfectly. To put it another way, what more could you do to add to what Jesus has already done perfectly on your behalf? And the answer is nothing. The Bible tells us this wonderful phrase, you are complete in him, in Jesus. Another translation for that word complete is the word perfect. In God's eyes, he sees you as complete and perfect in him, not because you have been perfect, but because Jesus is. And his righteousness now is credited to you. That verse goes on to say, and you being dead in your trespasses, your sins, And the uncircumcision of your flesh he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. All of our sins, all of our guilt, all of our shame, that verse reminds us, has been taken away. It's been nailed to the cross. That is the true rest that Jesus is speaking about in our text, the rest that comes from the forgiveness of sins, that gives us spiritual rest. It gives us eternal rest. As Jesus says in verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." I love that Jesus explains what he means by that rest in this verse. We might think, well, maybe he just means we can take a nap, or we can find some physical rest in him. No, he says, you will find rest for your souls. That is the key. We have that rest in Jesus through the forgiveness of sins that gives us spiritual rest in this life. Rest through the eternal salvation won by Jesus gives us heaven's rest, eternal rest in the next. This is what the writer of Hebrews was writing about when he spoke about this topic of rest in chapter 4 of his letter. He said, "There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his." I hope that you are able to take some time over this Labor Day weekend to rest. Maybe you have the day off tomorrow and you'll have some time to relax and give your body and your mind some much-needed rest. As we do so, let's also remember the rest that Jesus has given us and make some time, whether it's this weekend or in the week to come, make some time for that more important rest. Jesus is calling you to himself with these words today. His words have that power in themselves to turn our hearts to him and to receive what he has earned for you, to receive that rest he has promised you. His Holy Spirit works powerfully through these words of grace when he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your souls." That forgiveness and that salvation is full, it is free, and it is forever. When we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, receive that invitation of Jesus, we do find true rest, spiritual and eternal rest for our souls in Jesus. Jesus takes away our worst burden completely, sin, death, and even hell itself, and he promises us instead eternal rest with him in heaven. And even those burdens that remain in this life, Jesus is right there to help us with them, helping us bear them, and he turns our service to him to joy, acts of love and acts of faith in him. They become a blessing. So when you came here this morning, were you weary? Are you weary? Do you feel heavy burdened? Weary from the struggles of this life, the pressures, the strains, the endless running after things that don't really satisfy us, even though we think they will? Running after those things that we think are going to fulfill but actually make us empty and rob us of rest? Are you burdened? Did you come here this morning burdened by guilt over past mistakes and sins, thinking of still about something that you have done or said that you wish you hadn't? Did you come loaded down with hurts and pains from a lifetime of living in this world that can be no picnic? Are you burdened with a life of striving for the wrong things? Come to me, Jesus invites you. Place all those burdens. Lay your weary soul down at the foot of his cross. and there find his forgiveness. And look beyond that cross to the empty tomb. Remember, Jesus did not stay there. Look to the empty tomb where the living, risen Savior has promised to give you life, eternal life, and to give you strength and power for this journey through this life, and has guaranteed you the bliss of eternal rest in heaven in the life to come. Come to me, Jesus invites us, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.